Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Song. That's Jump from Van Halen. Welcome back. I love that lead-in, don't you? 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here. Small Business Advocate Show. I am the Small Business Advocate and have been all along. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Robert Brands. Robert is the author of the book on innovation called Robert's Rules of Innovation. And we're talking about sustainability, sustaining the success and the future of your business through innovation. And Robert's been telling us, he told us in the last segment that we've got to do training. We've got to train our people. And what are we going for, Robert? We're going for, to establish a culture of innovation. Is that what we're looking for?
Not only
the execution of innovation, but a culture of innovation. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And that, of course, comes with the first imperative of inspiration by the CEO and the leader to really get the right culture. But what is really important around training. In Robert's Rules of Innovation, we talk about two structured, repeatable processes. Let's think about this. Structured, repeatable processes. Those are typically your stage gate to go from concept to launch and your ideation process. But training should just as much be a structured, repeatable process. Why? Because if it is forgotten, it actually hurts the organization more than you can do in any other fashion to help stimulate innovation.
Mm-hmm.
Think about new people that you bring first. I mean, newcomers are being brought on board because of their talent, their skills, their experience, but they come from a different culture, they come from a different environment and a different process often, and you want to make sure that they get assimilated and get used to the way you do things and how you do your processes to get things as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But as important is actually the continuous training of the folks on board. You know, you want to make your people better. You want to challenge them. You really want to help them find out about best practices. And we've talked in past shows about best practices and how
mm-hmm.
important they are.
Yep.
I mean, there's plenty of great examples. You know, let them learn about that so they can bring it back. And the question is how. We are so busy, especially in small businesses. But, you know, whether you do it a half hour, coffee in the morning or dedicate some specific time, you got to make specific
Telling them in these training sessions on innovation? What are the types of things that we would cover?
Well, the key thing is, of course, really understanding the importance to the business. So ideally, I would really try and encourage the leaders to refer to the most recent or a successful new product or service mm-hmm. that they've offered and what that has done for the company. And everybody knows it's about sustainability.
Would you also say, okay, now you see what this new product did. You see how it gave us the ability to grow our business and it met the customer's needs, et cetera, et cetera. Would you also say, and this is the kind of thing we're looking for, and if we can innovate this or the next product ourselves, these are the kinds of things we're looking for. So if you have an idea about how to make things better, think about it and let us know what you're thinking. What do you think?
Absolutely. Because it's what is so important, Jim, is that they understand what's in it for them. Because ultimately, it's about them and the paycheck and they bring back home. It's also about security and continued employment. When they hear those success stories of the past product or service, they understand the benefit to the company and to themselves. So that's first and foremost, and from there on, they really will see the light and help. Now you refer to associate input on new products or new ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, it is everybody's job. There are so many areas to innovate, whether it's the way you do things, or an actual new product or service, or the way you brand things or deliver them. You can be creative and really help the company out. If we have a minute, there's a great example For instance, DHL, that came up with the idea to deliver their packages in Amsterdam through the canals instead of going on over the blocked roads.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just an employee who looked around and realized he wasn't moving in his truck and the boats on the canals were moving. And it's that kind of suggestion that is so logical that the boss might not see or experience, and an employee will. So it is key that you get everybody involved and that everybody participates to really create this sustainability, you know?
Right, exactly. So how much leeway do you give people? Do you just ask them to, you know, to always be thinking about it, or do you give them some innovative structures for them to try to play out in their head? What do you think?
Well, you know the old-fashioned idea box we used to have?
Yeah, yeah.
I really think it should still exist, and it should be encouraged to be used as an innovation box, because we're beyond the old-fashioned idea box, but it's needed. And some companies have gone as far as an electronic board where they can post, or they make a board in the coffee room where people can share ideas.
How about once a week we just get around the table and everybody brings their... If they have an idea, they bring it to the table.
Yeah,
and toss it back and forth.
Yeah,
in that meeting, nobody can say, well, either that, number one, that's not how we do it here, or number two, we tried that and it didn't work. Nobody gets to say that in these meetings. What do you think?
Yeah, no, that would be a great idea. The question is the frequency, how often you can take time for it. One great technique is whiteboarding. I don't know if we've spoken about this before, but consider that, and maybe we can explain that a bit more in the next
once
segment.
Once a month or so, just if you get an idea, write it down and bring it with you. And as Robert said, let your employees understand how this ties to their future sustainability of paychecks. Tin Till, right back with Robert Brands. The book is called Robert.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.